Coulter, Supreme and Exalted Master President Robert Mueller. By Ann Coulter on April 24, 2019. According to Robert Mueller, a president can be guilty of obstruction of justice simply by exercising the powers of the president, if he does so with an intent to obtain an improper advantage for himself or someone else, inconsistent with official duty and the rights of others. Wow. That's a new standard for a president's Article 2 powers. I don't see it in my pocket constitution. What Mueller is saying is that he should hold the position of Supreme Exalted Master President to review all decisions made by the man who was elected to the office of president by mere voters. Mueller can't say Trump obstructed justice. The investigation found no Russian collusion or related crimes, so there was no justice to obstruct. That's why there's nothing in the report about perjury, destroying evidence or any other recognizable crime, like, say, accepting a cash bribe. Instead, Mueller proposes to review the decisions of the person duly elected president on a purity of motive standard. An improper motive, the Mueller report states, can render an actor's conduct criminal even when the conduct would otherwise be lawful and within the actor's authority. Except the actor here is the president. We're not talking about the authority of a CEO or chief of police. We're talking about the U.S. president, whose authority comes directly from the Constitution. If a special counsel is entitled to sit in judgment on a president's motives for exercising his constitutional powers, there will never be a president who is not under investigation for everything he does. Mueller is claiming that prosecutors and Congress have a right to probe the president's state of mind when he orders the 101st Airborne into action or nominates a new Supreme Court justice. While we're at it, can the president convene a commission to investigate the motives of a member of Congress for voting a particular way? How about a Supreme Court justice? I've been dying to get to the bottom of Justice Roberts' vote to uphold Obamacare. Senate, Mayor Rudy Giuliani. May we ask about the Fed's motive for turning with a blind fury on the police department that had slashed New York City's murder rate by 67%? And what was President Clinton's thinking when he approved the sale of sensitive ballistic missile guidance technology to China over the objections of his own Pentagon, State Department, and Justice Department? Here's something any independent counsel might want to look at. The Chinese had just funneled millions of dollars in illegal campaign donations to the Democrats. Does that get a purity of heart investigation? How about Obama? When he said if he had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin, and then sent three White House officials to Michael Brown's funeral, more than he sent to Margaret Thatcher's funeral. Did Obama seriously believe Martin and Brown were innocent victims? Or was he just trying to gin up the black vote to help Democrats' electoral prospects, i.e. trying to obtain an improper advantage for himself or someone else, inconsistent with official duty and the rights of others? I'm sure Democratic presidents will be treated exactly like President Trump. Remember the most egregious of the Clinton pardons? The one granted to tax cheat and friend of the crazy Ayatollah Mark Rich? Of course you do, it was just few paragraphs back. Guess who investigated that pardon and concluded that Clinton's motives were pure? Yes, that would be James Comey.